Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When's the last time you got a chicken pot pie? Because I think we should all be bringing them back, Heather. They were good.
Oh, hell yeah. That feeling when you get an earful from the produce lady about the weather and all you want to do is buy lemons.
Oh, people love talking about the weather. It's kind of a Seinfeld episode, really.
Oh, yeah. Every day. Every day, Sarah. Is it just me or is being older basically kind of like talking about how great things used to be?
They're great now, too, but same, same, different. Have such a good day. Hello, world. Welcome back to Have Such a Good Day,
episode 231.
Heather, come on. We're supposed to be in sync here.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've been a little bit off our game. Sarah, we're just getting back on the saddle.
God
dang
it.
Now. Hey, y'all, welcome to the show that feels like eavesdropping on an intimate conversation. Look, there's a reason there's no format.
Yeah.
Because we don't need one, y'all. Who wants a format? We don't want a format. We don't need a format.
I mean, we have, but you know, just to you know, kind of be like man behind the curtain. We have a little bit of a format,
we
Heather
do,
and
actually.
I do.
We do.
But we like to keep things fluid because we feel like the show is at its best when we just talk about what happened. Like, what happened?
We're just unpacking the week. Yeah, like, what happened IRL?
Yeah.
And the format is to get ourselves to have such a good day, no matter how painful it is listening to us yak and complain, the end game is to have such a good day. And it almost always works. So that's our format.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we want to have such a good day. We want you to have an even better day. And yeah, it's
a symbiotic relationship.
It is. And we know that life happens. It certainly does with us. We will be talking about that in this episode. At length.
Those curveballs.
But thanks for being along for the ride.
Yeah. How's everybody doing out there? Did you miss us? I missed us. I don't know if that counts, but I do want to know how y'all are doing. What are you guys grappling with out there? Has spring sprung where you're at? Or is it kind of limping along? One flower just trying to make it out there. Just, email us and say hi. Hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Indeed. So speaking of life being weird, Heather and I took the week off last week. Because
we didn't mean to, we weren't going on vacation or anything.
We
went to Hawaii.
I would love to be like, I'm going to Tahiti, y'all, so I can't be on the show, but that's not what happened. My mom, came to visit me in Los Angeles, where I am from, where she is up in Northern California. It was going to be like a, you know, 3-night stay, you know, see some friends, super have some packed ramen, you know, do a hike, and, you know, and bye. See you later. Unfortunately, she broke her leg. She broke her leg in two places. Pretty dramatic break. And in the interest of sort of like keeping certain things private, you know, I'm not going to go like too deep into all the stuff, but I will say, the break was very bad. She spent time in the ER. My cousin, Molly, shout out to you, works in the ER at that hospital and was able to move some mountains for us. And, then it was sort of like, a little bit of like, will I have to go home, you know? And I'm sort of like, yeah, I mean, we got to get you home. So we did a very long drive on Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday of last week. And we listened to the Moth Radio Hour the whole time, which is, I'll tell you, you know, if you were ever in, and some of you might have some ideas of your own, and I would love to hear them. But like, if you were ever in a period where you're like, I need to like leave Earth for like the next 7 to 8 hours, I'll tell you, the Moth Radio Hour is such a good way to do that. Because you just listen to other people's stories. And often those are like dramatic and sad. And it just kind of like, it's a really good road trip podcast.
Cool. I do know The Moth, and I used to listen to them. I think I've seen them live too, but I kind of forgot about them. I just haven't listened to them in a long time. It's not fiction, but it's like stories about people's lives.
It's not fiction. No, it's nonfiction. It's very personal. Much, you know, stories of people who, it's funny when I first sort of like was like, oh, mom, have you listened to The Moth? Maybe we should like, you know, just like listen to The Moth for a while. And she's like, I don't even know what that is. And I'm like, no, it's like sort of comedy, sort of. It's like sort of stand up, but it's stories that aren't necessarily funny. I love that podcast. One of my faves.
You know, I need to pick that back up. Because I don't have enough. Like, I listen to a lot of Marketplace. I listen to Money with Katie. I mean, how boring can you get? But I like, you know, I like the Hidden Brain. I like some stuff, you know, like Vanity Fair movie stuff and The Daily and all the usual suspects. But like, I think I need, you know what I really miss? I miss sort of like a fictional thing. You know, like, what was the one that was the crime story? It was like really, really popular.
Passenger, why can't I remember the name?
No, it was like, it was a real hit. Like it kind of opened up the whole, it was when.
Well, it wasn't fiction though. So you're talking about Serial.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, Serial. Yeah. I'm sorry. It wasn't fiction, but it was like a crime. You're at the edge of your seat, not about the economy or how to manage your money.
Yeah.
Is my point. I need to diversify is my point of my podcast list here. Yeah. I have a little too much of life. Like, get your life together kind of stuff, you know?
I those are the podcasts that you're listening to, Heather, the Get Your Life Together podcast.
No,
maybe
I guess it's
maybe
not.
You have subscribed to too many of them.
Oh, yeah, I mean, funny. I think it's
I'm
more
sorry.
Like,
I don't mean
really,
to laugh, but, you know.
Well, that's why I like doing this podcast, because it's kind of like, it's a little lighter fare. It's not about, how to manage your money. Let's talk about the economy and how shitty it is. Like, no, I mean, I do listen to some interesting stuff, and I listen to interview shows and, you know, all kinds of things. But I think I need more. I really do like this. So I told you I've been watching that Steve Martin series, like all the or the murders in the building or whatever.
Right.
And
Selena
it's about
Gomez. People love that show.
It's great because it's, do you know what it's about? It's they are there was a murder in their building, but then they create a podcast trying to be detectives on said murder. And so it's cool. Like it kind of feels like you're listening to a podcast because they're actually recording bits of it. And it's very satisfying in a way that, like, I can't really compare it to anything else. So it's kind of fun. But I think I've been loading myself down a little bit too much with stuff. Like, I'm such an obsessive, like, seeker of knowledge. And I think sometimes I will forget to, like, enjoy myself and just be entertained because I just, like, knowledge, bring it to me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I just want it to fill my ears. I want to read books and, like, just be smart. And so therefore I'm doing too much of that hard stuff. But, the whole thing with your mom was super shocking because I was in LA, also, and we had planned to meet up. I was like stoked to see your mom.
Yeah. That was like, you know, I mean, tragic, probably the wrong word, because everybody's okay. But like, yeah, it was like, we were gonna see each other. Everything just went sideways.
Yeah.
And in
like
the blink
the stairs,
of an eye.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, truly.
She fell downstairs, right?
There was no fall. There was no fall. There was a little trip down some stairs and it just, I don't know. There was a, this is going to be a very significant, recovery period. It just is.
How long is the recovery? Do you know?
Again, I feel like if my mom wanted to tell everybody that, she would.
Yeah.
I'm going to kind of keep that under wraps.
Okay.
What I will say
she's
is
she's doing okay though.
Yeah. We're safe and, a lot of things have to be decided. I really miss Odie and Ralphie. But they're safe with a friend of mine back down in LA who's really stepped up. I owe them my firstborn, which isn't happening. Sorry.
Yeah. what else could you give them?
it's funny. I know a lot of people who have, you know, and Heather, I mean, you're one of the most obvious examples of that, you know, where, you know, the parent going from healthy to not healthy kind of happened real fast.
Yep. It's a slippery slope.
It is. And that exists with lots of people in the world. It's like, you know, some people, you know, you break your leg, you never get it back kind of thing, you know, and other people bounce back. And everything is it's very specific to you, who you are, what do you eat? How old are you? You know, do you have, you know, friends and family to help? You know, vitamins. I mean, mm-hmm. there's so many factors to all of mm-hmm. this. Yep. And for all of us who are kind of walking around being like, I'm healthy, I'm cool. I mean, I'll tell you, you know, going through, you know, the cancer route, which I'm not really out of at this point, but, mm-hmm. you know, you would call me in remission at this point. So yes. yay, knock on wood. Maybe, you know, it'll all be that way. It's like, there were a lot of things that I was like, oh, I just can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I just want to like lift something and put it on a shelf. I can't do that. I would have to like call someone, have them come over within 24 hours and lift that thing onto the shelf. Like really kind of, you know, it feels like almost like infancy in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's like you always have to, I feel like we're always in the process of mourning like a previous self, whether it was like the yesterday self or the self of a certain decade, you know, and it's everything's constantly changing, you know, for better or worse. And yeah, you just have to keep like pivoting, you know, like, okay, so I've got this pain in my leg forever. Like I'm going to have whatever it is that you're kind of grappling with, whatever cross you have to bear, it will be with you forever. And you just have to like learn to live with it. I have, my sister has lupus. I've mentioned this before. And I mean, it's a daily struggle for her, you know, and it's like, no one really can relate. You know, I try to relate. I try to be very supportive and helpful and everything, but it's like hard to even get out the door sometimes with certain ailments, you know, having the energy or, you know, just to do the day-to-day stuff, you know? And so I guess we have to continue to be grateful for what we have. And that's been a real, like, it can be a hard lesson. It's such a simple thing, but I sometimes have to be reminded of it. Like, okay, yeah, some stuff is challenging, but, you know, here are some great things that you can lean into. And I feel like you constantly just have to keep practicing that no matter what happens. And
yeah,
I mean, this is especially one of those times when we're transitioning from a season. I'm sure that some of you can relate to this out there. But yeah, like when things change, everything's been dead. You know, all the plants, all that, the weather's been cold. It's, you know, people haven't been outdoors as much. You know, it's been a kind of a long winter, at least where I'm from or where I am in Northern California. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing, you know, you know, spring has begun rather shyly. You know, this happens a lot though. I think it's, you know, you'll have some like April showers, and then, you know, but things will have already bloomed, and then you'll have these like heavy rains, like last night, for example. You know, all of our cherry blossoms popped, you know, and it was so beautiful. And then we had this crazy rainstorm the last 2 days, and all the petals are all wet and sad. And, you know, it always kind of bugs me because I feel like we're transitioning, you know, but then it's kind of like, oops, a little setback.
That's one of the things I hate, where I'm like, rain, excuse, look at all these blossoms. Now you're going to make the blossoms fall.
Yeah.
It's, like, what is wrong
sucks,
with you?
And it's confusing rain? For the plants probably. So yeah, I'm just like, it's definitely kind of a shy start to spring. And I actually brought some flowers to someone yesterday, and I picked, you can pick the cherry blossoms. They're, you know, it's like it's almost like, it's not a stem, it's a branch. So you kind of have to like put them in water right away. But they make really beautiful bouquets. So I went outside and I made a bouquet of like cherry blossoms and daffodils, because that's mostly what we have right now. It was pretty cool. I'm not very good at making bouquets. I probably need to take a class, because I'm kind of like, I kind of like slap it together. I like improvise, and it's usually has some charm to it, but I could really work on that craft. But I thought I wanted to read this little, it's a little haiku. I don't know if you guys like haikus. I'm not a big poem person. I don't know. I mean, I used to really like
haikus. 575, right? I mean, if memory serves, that's what we're going for here.
Not five words, but five beats, or
the
whatever
way that you write them.
Yeah. Yes, I think you're right. And
I think it's 575. Yeah.
And so I think in my past, the two authors that I got really into poetry, but only because of them, was Pablo Neruda. I'm not really sure why, how I found him, but he's from Chile. And I was obsessed with his poetry. Like it changed my life. Like this was in college. And then E.E. Cummings is one of my other favorites, but never really got into poetry other than that. But this one I kind of liked because of how spring has begun rather shyly, because it's called Spring Begins Shyly. And I'm going to read it now. Spring begins shyly with one hairpin of green grass in a flower pot. And I like it because it's so...
Oh, yeah. That's a haiku right there. Yep. Yeah. But
haikus are so... That's it. Yeah, that's it. You're like, wait, is there more?
No. Okay. So haikus, I would not call myself like the aficionado of haikus in the world. But like, you know, when you hear them and you're like, yep. Making a point and done. Scene. and they're very small, and you know, and they have a point, and that's it. I
Me
appreciate
too.
That.
And that's kind of why I brought
much.
It up today, because it's like, I don't know, like I think going back to simplicity, and I think that's what's so great about haikus is they're so simple. I got it from Poetry Is Not a Luxury. It's a Instagram account. But I liked it because also it's not sad. It's just, it's like one hairpin of green grass. It's like the slow start, you know, it's like, hi, I'm coming up. We're doing this, but it's like going to take a while, you know? And it's like, I don't know. I think it's cute and sweet and simple. Yeah. I don't know. I thought I would share that, but yeah. So the property is definitely, cherry blossoming all over the place. It really is amazing. My dad planted these cherry trees and it's just like being in Japan. I mean, it's like, and they're blowing in the wind and it's pretty magical. And there's white ones and pink ones and, kind of like dark pink, light pink.
That sounds beautiful.
It's very beautiful. But then I get sad when you have a thunderstorm and like really heavy rain. And then you like see how wet and sad all the petals are, but you know, it's nature. They know how to bounce back and they're going to be fine.
Yeah. And I mean, even if, you know, even if there were no wind or storm or whatever, it's like, you know, the blossoms don't stay around
long.
They're like, hi.
Yep. Hi-bye.
3 weeks and then leaves for the rest of the summer.
So I solved an amazing problem today. An ongoing problem I've had for over a year. And it's with my car, and this is just funny, Sarah, I think you'll appreciate this, but I don't have people in my backseat that often, but I have lately because we've had visitors and we go on little jaunts. And so I've had someone in the backseat and one of my doors won't open from the inside and it kind of felt broken. Like I've tried it myself. Doesn't work. This has happened.
Like one of the back doors.
And then you have to open it from the outside. Okay. So I'm like, how is my door broken? This car is from 2019. Like, why is it broken? And so I called this has been like this for over a year because I remember someone being here with their kids over a year ago and we couldn't open the door, but I just haven't dealt with it. So then today I'm like, you know, I'm going to call the dealership and ask, cause I had something else to talk to them about. And I was just like, by the way, like, should I bring my car in? I can't open the door. It's really strange. And the guy goes, I was so embarrassed. He's like, oh yeah, well, there's a switch not on the inside of the door, like on the interior, but like when you open the door on the part that actually closes, that is the child safe switch that I've never seen in my life, but it's hidden. It's very hidden. Like you would never see it.
I'm laughing, Heather, only because this has also happened to me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I turned it back on and the door worked and I was like, total derp.
No, these are the, like, the you know, listen, you know, we're modern ladies hanging out with modern cars. We are very lucky to have modern cars.
Sure.
But there are, and Heather, you and I talked about this. At one point, I was... I don't know. I didn't feel like putting stuff in my trunk. So I was putting like somewhat heavy groceries, mm-hmm. like groceries for a week, you know, in the passenger seat, you know, in the front. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my my car was like, they need to put their seatbelt on. I'm like, dumb car. No one's in that seat. Ugh, God, cars being so crazy, you know, but like also like the passenger. What's the word when?
Oh, you mean the bag, the
Oh, gosh.
Airbag.
Yeah. You know, I would get like ding, 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 where I'm like, no one's in my front seat, stupid car. But then I realized the car is not a person. The car senses enough yes. weight on yes. that.
I've had
on
the
that
same
seat
problem.
And is like, hey, I'm trying to help you, girl.
You know, the things we learn, Sarah.
Indeed.
But I will say one thing I did sort of, it kind of drilled home. You know, I've been working on some creative endeavors and I am very much, I understand that I'm going to be running this business for at least the next 3 to 5 years, which is fine because it doesn't take up like 100% of my time. I do have time to do other things and I can travel and like I have been. Yeah. I'm streamlining it bit by bit so that I can have time to do other things with my life. So in the meantime, you know, we've just finished my taxes. I'm going to get to that a little bit later, but this documentary project I was talking to you guys about a couple times recently is kicking into gear. So I've been working on that a lot more this last couple weeks. And I'm going back to LA in a couple weeks for our first shoot at an art opening in West Hollywood. Our artist is flying out from Copenhagen and I might have to go camping, which is interesting.
Camping in LA?
Well, okay, here's the deal. So I'm coming down. We kick off this project on the 19th because the designer, the artist that we're working with, she's coming from Copenhagen and she's having an art gallery opening with her work. It kicks off there. We do a lot of different interviews with people around LA. We go to Joshua Tree to interview more artists. And then we're going to...
That sounds dope.
Kind of rad. And then we're going to the Carrizo Plain, which is north of LA. It's kind of where people are going to go to see the Superbloom. It's like this really, really beautiful rolling hills where there's no hotels, but we're going out there to shoot some stuff with her.
Like between LA and Bakersfield
yes,
type thing?
Yes, exactly. Yes, precisely.
Yeah, got it. I got it. That's fun.
Yes.
Oh, I'm into
it. And so
it.
We're going to... I know, yeah. And we're going in April because it's going to be a super bloom up the wazoo. And Brian, the guy I'm working with, he's hardcore. He's like, he does like mud cycling and he's, you know, he's a camera guy. He's a filmmaker. He's like super tough. He camps. He has all the gear. You know what I mean? It's like
mud cameras, gear.
That'd be a good podcast name. But no, he's cool. He's cool.
Kind of. Yeah. Brian, call us.
Yeah. He actually did a feature film cycling across Africa like years ago. I went to his premiere. This is a long time ago, but he's a real badass and I'm stoked to work with him. Am I a badass though? Is the real question. Cause when he said, he's like, we're going to have to probably camp a night. Are you cool with that? Cause there's really nowhere to go like from there. And I was like, yeah, dude, totally. Like I'm game, like I'm cool.
I mean, for a night, could be it's fun. Like, you know, we can all kind of
I think
that,
I can handle it.
Right?
But I think it's so funny
unless we break our
where
legs.
We realize, yeah, exactly. But where we realize I'm like, well, okay, I have like a really comfy bed. I wear PJs now. I'm like really into my creature comforts. But I told him I'm like, I like this for me. I want to rough it for a night. I want to feel what that's like again. I used to rock climb and go on backpacking trips and do like rough it a little more. And there is a feeling of being alive doing that that's really different than your day-to-day comfort. So I'm stoked. But one last thing. I love unexpected wins or just not even wins, but like stuff that just pops up that you just weren't expecting. We had a friend up here the last 5 days and it's basically Elijah's bestie. She's a filmmaker in LA and she's come up here a couple times and you know, she's super close to Elijah. I mean, we know each other. We hang out. We, we have a, you know, we jive. And she came up here to write. She's writing a screenplay. And she's also like a writer for hire. She's extremely funny and just a great writer. I just completely like admire her. And we got to talking while she was here. You know, she spent a lot of time here. And we started talking about this project that I've kind of had on ice for 10 plus years, this autobiography that my great grandmother wrote. And so we got to talking and we are going to work on it together. She's going to be a bit of a writing partner and she's really inspired by it.
Awesome. Yeah.
And she has an agent, you know, she has an agent. This thing will turn into a script if like I push forward with it. It may take years to like actually do something with it and, you know, all that, because that's just what it is. That's what happens. I mean, a lot of those,
that's the nature of the biz. And
I'm not saying this is Oscar worthy. I'm just saying like when you watch a show like the Oscars, a lot of the people that win, they'll tell you in their speech, like we've been working on this for 15 years. I mean, that is very common that writers and projects are kind of like, they come and go. Like perfect case in point example is Christopher Nolan. I think he was working on Oppenheimer for like 10 years off and on while he was doing other movies and stuff. So anyway, I'm kind of excited. I think it's just the inspiration that I've needed. You know, I felt a little down in the dumps the last couple months. And I think this being a personal project also and something that I could sink my teeth in creatively. So I'm feeling the spring vibes, you know, get out there and do some fun stuff. And
I love it. I love those vibes. You know, it's weird. I'm obviously everybody who knows our podcast knows, you know, I moved down to LA in mid-December. Mm-hmm. So, you know, pre-Christmas. And there were some Christmas vibes, but like LA is a city that has no real season, you know? It always just looks sunny. I mean, it might rain here and there, but like if it doesn't, it doesn't look like winter or spring or fall. It just looks like
it'll
summer.
Get chilly in the winter, but it'll still be sunny a lot. And so,
but it's still sunny. It's like, you know, the palm trees exist, you know, you get, you know, fairly, you know, crazy sun, even if you're not like, oh, it's 90 degrees. Like, it's still like
pleasant.
You know, it's sun.
It's still pleasant and it's bright.
Yeah. It's a lot of brightness. And, you know, I was sort of getting used to all of that over the last few months, you know, and obviously because life happens, you know, I'm back up here. And, you know, the first thing I thought about, because we had to drive, because my mom couldn't fly, you know, as we're, you know, going up the drive, listening to the moth, you know, everything. But, you know, we get here and, you know, I look around and I'm like, it's just so different. And, you know, we live in California, large state, I am aware. Not everybody, you know, has, you know, 700 miles between like the absolute northern and southern part of the state. But it is a very, like, it's a state that is its own country with lots of microcosms.
It's really true. It's a huge state. It kind of actually irritates me sometimes. I'm like, because I feel like sometimes this part of the state is like forgotten. Because it's like there's California exist past wine country?
This part meaning you're very northern.
Yeah,
part.
Like I feel like people don't totally. Yeah. It's not a super exposed area, and it's behind the redwood curtain, you know. And it is. It will get more and more exposed as more people move up here, and there's a bigger like Cal Poly up here now, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's definitely getting.
Oh, is there? I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
There's a Cal Poly. Mm. They just turned it a Cal Poly like a year or two ago. Cool. There's a lot of cool projects and stuff, and I think it will start getting like busier and more interesting. But yeah, I think this is a good time of year to. It doesn't have to be a big change or a big thing, but sort of. Yeah, like, you know, pivoting a little bit, just like
it's a very sort of like optimistic view of the rest of the world type thing, at least for me.
Me too.
It always has been.
New
know,
life.
It's kind of like, all right, mid to end March, We got blossoms. Things are happening. People might be having summer parties. You know, I've got some time for the summer bod.
People are going to want to wear their party pants.
Right. Yeah. Like, you know, if you were to say like, hey, Sarah, like, you know, how excited are you about, you know, I don't know. Like if you had asked me like mid-October, I'd be like, I don't know. Let's get through the holidays and let's, you know, circle back in mid-January. Yeah. And then in mid-Jan, I'd be like,
yeah, exactly. And then mid-Feb, you're like,
nothing.
It, winter seems long these days. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because we're older, but it's like almost 6 months long. It's like it started in October. Well, okay, let's say November.
It does. But, well, depending on where you live, it is longer or shorter. But yeah, I definitely, last week, and again, LA is an anomaly.
It is,
you know, that's why people love it, myself included. But, you know, coming back up here, I'm like, oh, wow. Like they're all in winter still. I gotta get back to LA.
I know.
Where people are like, you know,
short sleeve shirts,
hanging out by the pool.
That's what I did. I hung out by the pool 2 days when I was down in LA, like, I guess a week ago or a couple weeks ago. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, bikini weather, but it was warm enough for to sit out there in shorts and a t-shirt, and it was lovely. And I got a little tan, actually burnt my my calves a little bit. It was random. But I did.
Way
I felt
go,
like
Heather.
More cheerful when I got home. I definitely feel like I got like good vitamin D. Good sunshine.
Vitamin D, it's, you know, yeah. I mean, that's a real thing.
I agree. I'm not sure I'm cut out for the Northlands, but that's still, you know, a TBD, you know, work in progress.
Well, you're a real warrior.
Thanks,
while you're
Sarah.
Up there now.
Well, thank you.
I'll tell you, speaking of warriors, sort of, this is not a great segue, but, one of the things that when I was living up here, meaning where I am now, in my mom's area of California, I, you know, there was a Whole Foods, there was a, you know, a gym, there, you know, was a creek walk. there were a variety of things that I could do to like stay sane. Like, you want broccoli? You go get broccoli at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So at some point, the Whole Foods, which is one of the, as far as I understand, it's like not only one of the nicest Whole Foods, but where they like, they'll try, you know, new tech out to kind of like see how it works.
Oh, yeah. No, I recall this.
This is one of those Whole Foods. So, when I lived here, let's call it six months ago, they installed the palm to scan, which means like if you just have a bunch of groceries, you just palm to scan. It's not unlike Face ID. Same idea, you know, but, you know, and you're just like, meh, bye, see ya. Works like
okay.
A
wait, so
charm.
What does it scan?
And then they're scanning your palm. They're scanning
to pay for
like
it.
How? Yeah.
Oh wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. So my at the time my fitness gym was not far away, and I walk in one day, and they're like, Okay. Just so you know, we're doing a palm to scan thing, you know, and here, let's walk you through it. And I'm like, oh, no, I know how to do this.
I got this.
At Whole Foods. And they're like, oh, really? Yes. Oh, hey.
You're so high tech.
Girl, you know, so I'm just
that's
like,
that's awesome.
Eh. And yeah, it works so well. Now, apparently, you know, the reason that I'm telling you all about this is not just to brag. It's because it is expanding to the point where if you are going to scan your palm, you can now do that on an iOS or Android app. Doesn't mean that it helps you, you know, in the checkout process, because you would still need to go to somewhere that accepts that as a checkout process. but you don't have to like go into. So, for example, I had to go into Whole Foods and be like, I want to scan my palm. And I had to do mm-hmm. this whole thing for like 5 minutes and then it was fine. Wasn't the end of the world, but the whole, yeah, there's a setup. The whole idea now is that you can do that from the comfort of your own home or a car or, you know, whatever. And I love it. I'm telling y'all, you know, if you have an issue with Amazon and data, then you wouldn't even, you know, opt into this. I totally get that. But if you do, this is so
I'm awesome. Into it. I mean,
I want more face scanning or I'm sorry, palm scanning, wherever.
Yeah, I mean, anything to sort of optimize, which is actually a great segue for what I'm going to talk about right now, is optimization. And I'm all for, I think I'm kind of a futurist. I'm somebody who wants to evolve with the times, and I want to make sure that I keep understanding technology so that I know how to troubleshoot my own stuff. I have this conversation a lot with my sister because her and I kind of tag team this business, and she's the opposite. You know, she's just very old school. She'd live on a prairie if she could. And you know, like she was super into Little House on the Prairie when we were kids, and she hates having passwords. She just struggles. She really, really struggles with like some basic stuff. Like she's going to bring her laptop up and she has so many questions, you know, but that is cool. I don't have a Whole Foods up here, but yeah, I'm sure when I'm down in LA, I'm going to come across that. But speaking of technology and optimization, I told you guys last year, we got everything on QuickBooks. We successfully got all of 2023 on QuickBooks for my business, which is a huge feat. It was super crazy trying to get a whole year onto that software at one time, or I guess over time. But normally you would just do it week to week as bills come in, but we had to do a whole year. So it's been a huge feat. I finished my taxes a couple weeks ago. I'm not going to talk about taxes here. That's pretty boring. But I realized that, you know, I delivered them weeks ago. I did my part, but my bookkeeper kind of keeps saying like, I'll be done tomorrow, I'll be done Tuesday, I'll be done in a week, like finding little things. And the truth of the matter is that you probably could iterate forever, but at some point you kind of have to accept this is like almost perfect, but it's fine. And I just find that to be such a just fun, but also aggravating process for me as I've gotten older. So it's like, we're talking about spraying, we're talking about like, just these new beginnings, flowers blooming. Like I've totally been in a spring cleaning, but I've had a bug. I don't know if you guys ever get that bug, but where you just have a day where you're like, I'm going to organize my closet and I'm going to clean out my bathroom cabinet. I'm going to clean the garage. And I just was like, I had a fever and I did so much cool stuff that was so satisfying. And I'm kind of constantly on the quest for like, optimizing stuff or like, you know, finding the best solution for something like a really good life hack that'll just be a game changer, make life so much like easier or better. And I kind of, you know, I'm always kind of keeping tabs on stuff. I look around my house and I'm just like project, you know, big and small, like how can I optimize these piles of shoes? Like, you know, in the mud room, as opposed to like what shoes I need if I leave the front door. You haven't been here, Sarah, so it's kind of hard to explain, but we have several entrances and exits that we use for different things, you know, and just that constant, like I'm constantly like cleaning the spider webs off the window, you know, but like, how do I get them from the outside? And so yeah, this sort of feeling, this overwhelming feeling of like, the endlessness of trying to optimize everything for me is something that I'm really good at optimizing, but I think I make myself a little crazy because I just want everything to be done now. I'm like, I just want this, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's just these long-term ongoing. I have one project that made me think about this topic because it's a a sunroom that my dad, it's an add-on to our house, and it's really great because when it storms, it's all windows. It's a special little room. It gets pretty warm, like cozy warm, like a sauna almost. And it has windows. You can open them up so you can air it out and stuff, but it's a sweet little room. You can just have lunch in there, you know, listen to a rainstorm patter on the windowed ceiling, but it has a lot of leaks, and it's like the structure is not totally sound. And it's like one of those things, like, do you Band-Aid it for next year, or do you actually, you kind of have to like rebuild it? And there's just a lot of these things that have kind of cropped up this year where, you know, I'm like, some of this stuff I want to learn myself. Like, can I learn how to, you know, maybe I can become a good painter. So like I can paint the imperfections in my house. Like I could learn on YouTube how to caulk cracks, you know, so I don't have to hire someone to come way out here to do things, you know?
Right.
And so,
right, yeah.
So I can't, my point is that the more I look, the more I find that things need tweaking, and it's hard to go back. Like once you've trained your mind in this way, like I cannot unsee these imperfections. And thus endeth my rant. Questions or comments, email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Indeed. Indeed. Speaking of people who give us feedback and support, we have a couple new patrons, and we want to give a big old welcome to James and Vince.
Welcome,
oh,
guys.
Oh, man. I mean, we, you know, we're a humble little show here, guys. guys and gals, you know this. Hopefully you love us for that reason. But, boy, anytime we get a new patron, and we know that there are folks who, you know, have, you know, financial reasons for, you know, either dropping off or maybe, you know,
lowering their patronage,
just having to lower a pledge. Yes. And we get those stories too. And it's like, thanks so much just for everybody being really cool and just kind of telling us what's going on, because I'll tell you, I mean, my financial situation is not real great. Day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. Like, you know, it's really a whole thing. So if you love us enough to financially support on patreon.com/havesuchagoodday, we really, really appreciate that and cannot thank you enough.
Yeah, we are a small and mighty team. That is for sure. Two little ladies. So yeah, any support, love, anything, any kind of support is always wonderful. We just love knowing you're listening and that you're here along for the ride. It makes it all worthwhile for us. So yeah,
it really does. It really
welcome
does.
New patrons, yeah. And you know, tell a friend, tell your grandma, tell your neighbor, and about the show. Spread the good word about Have Such a Good Day.
I feel like that's a song, Heather. Tell your grandma.
Tell can your be. Friend. Hey, man, we could write a. It could be a haiku. Let's get crazy. Let's get crazy.
it is a song.
Oh, is it really?
On the phone. I'm not the kind of girl who likes to be alone. I miss you much.
Is that like garbage or something?
Yeah, Janet Jackson.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good
Took me
call.
A second. Took me a second. Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note.
We miss you
y'all.
Much. Thank you for being with us.
Yes.
We love y'all, y'all. And we will be back doing this on, you know, I don't want to jinx things, but I'm just saying.
No, don't do that.
That episode 232 is a palindrome. Very excited.
Oh, that's so
I've been
exciting.
Thinking about this for 11
weeks. I bet you have. I bet you actually have. She's not lying to you.
Yeah.
She's not. She loves palindromes.
So, you know, don't miss it. And in the meantime,
don't go
we
far.
Hope you have such a good day.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.